Graydon House and Harper Audio present The Housekeepers, a novel by Alex Hay, performed by Jasmine Blackborough. The House of DeVries requests the honour of your company at a costumed ball on Monday, the 26th of June, 1905. Park Lane, W1. Full dress. An acknowledgement is requested, addressed to the lady of the house. Post office telegraphs. Be advised, market is open. Stop. Taking best bids only. Stop. Felicitations always. Stop. The Housekeepers. Chapter 1. Friday, the 2nd of June, 1905. Park Lane, London. Mrs. King laid out all the knives on the kitchen table. She didn't do it to frighten Mr. Shepherd, although she knew he would be frightened, but just to make the point. She kept good knives. She took excellent care of them. This was her kitchen. They had scrubbed the room to within an inch of its life, as if to prevent contamination. The tabletop was still damp. She could feel the house straining, a mountain of marble and iron and glass, pipes shuddering overhead. She reckoned she had 20 minutes until they threw her out. Madam was awake and on the prowl, up in the vast ivory stillness of the bedroom floor, and they were already late with breakfast. It was important that Mrs. King didn't waste time, or endanger anyone else. She didn't care what they did to her, she was past caring about that, but troubles had a way of multiplying, sending out tendrils, catching other people. She moved fast, going from drawer to drawer, checking, rummaging. She was looking for a wrinkle in things, a missing piece, something out of place. But everything was in perfect order. Too perfect, she thought, skin prickling. A shadow fell across the wall. I'll need your keys, please, Mrs. King. She could smell Mr. Shepherd standing behind her. It was the odour that came off his skin, the fried-up scent of grease and gentleman's musk. Breathe, she told herself. She turned to face him. He made an excellent butler, but he'd have done even better as a priest. He had that air about him, so tremendously pious. He stared at her, feasting his eyes on her, loving every minute of this. Good morning, Mr. Shepherd, she said, voice smooth, same as every morning. Mrs. King's rule was, choose your first move wisely, and you could steer things any way you liked. Choose it badly, and you'd get boxed into a corner, pummeled to a pulp. Mr. Shepherd pursed his lips. He had a strange mouth, a nasty little rosebud. Keys, he said, holding out his hand. Straight to business, then. She circled him, making her approach. She wanted to capture a picture of his face in her mind. It would be very helpful later, once things were properly underway. It would give her all the encouragement she needed. I'm still doing my rounds, Mr. Shepherd, she said. He took a tiny step back to preserve the distance between them. No need for that now, Mrs. King, he said, eyeing the door. The other servants were eavesdropping in the kitchen passage. She could feel them, folded just out of sight, contained in the shadows. She placed them like chess pieces in her mind. The chauffeur and the groomsman in the yard, the housemaids on the back stairs, cook in the pantry, entirely agitated, twisting her handkerchief into indignant knots. William, sequestered in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?